Get a Better Broadcast podcast and voice over voice. Hello, I'm Peter Stewart. Today's episode is entitled Getting Feedback on Your Voice. And what I've done is break this down into what a director can do to give feedback and also what a voice artist can do when they receive feedback. So, let's get cracking, eh? So, directors only have you give the feedback, not everyone in the control room. In fact, it's probably a good idea to tell everyone else there, in front of the voice artist, that if there's something they want done differently, to have the chat together before they let you, the director, know, and then they let you, the voice artist, know the result of that conflab. So it could be something like, hey, I'm Julia, how are you doing? Nice to meet you. I'll be directing you today, so it'll be mainly me giving you notes. And here's who else is with me today. Let me introduce you to, well, here's Simon. Now, Simon is, yeah, so there you go. Only have you give the feedback, not everyone. Realise that everyone has different expectation about feedback or notes. Now, for some, it's tell me what to do. Yeah, a voiceover artist may just say, just tell me what you want and I'll just do it. All right. Other people might go, share with me what you think I should do. And other people may have more of an attitude, this is what I'm doing. Is it okay or not? You can see how there are various different ways that voiceover artists will actually be reacting, or their intention, their attitude, when, and I don't mean that with a capital A, a small a attitude, when they actually come in to see you. And it's up to you as a director to work out what kind of attitude they've got, how they like receiving feedback, what's going to make them more accepting of it and more amenable. Okay, here's another tip. As a director giving feedback to a voiceover person, don't give too much information back to them in the first couple of reads. Try and capture the naturalness and innocence to inspire the reader's confidence. Then don't give feedback all in one go. Kind of layer up your notes. Doing this can be overwhelming if you give too much information immediately, all at once. It kind of leaves the voiceover thinking they've done nothing right. And also it can be pretty confusing as well. What do they tweak first? You've given them so much to work on. Should they be working on the speed or the projection or the five different changes of intonation in different phrases? So get comfortable with each part of the script before moving on to the next. And be specific. You know, I want more pop and pizzazz in your voice. It's not very helpful. Instead, Can we try a slightly lighter tone? And there's a couple of words here that I wonder if we can have stand out a little bit more. And I gave some more tips on the kind of language and the kind of explanatory techniques that you as a director can use a couple of days ago. At first, gently remind the reader who they're talking to and their role. And then subsequent suggestions might be around the speed and the pauses, then say tweaks to tone and intonation, and make the notes clear and specific so your voiceover artist can easily understand them, so your actor knows why they're doing the read again. Keep everything upbeat, low pressure. There's no point keep referring to the time left on the studio session or getting exasperated that the actor just doesn't get it and we've only got 5 minutes left. That's not helping anybody. And if it's still not going right, then rewire your approach. Consider depressuring the situation. Yeah, move on. Come back to that part later. Take a break for a tea and a wee and a chat about something completely unrelated to the script. Make a joke of the situation. Recalibrate the read. Read the part in an over-the-top giant style and then maybe have them read it as a mouse before returning to the actual read. Play around to break inhibitions, maybe find gold by happy accident by doing something that way. And be careful about your use of language, especially around someone's accent or dialect, which are obviously particularly personal. So how they pronounce a word may not be wrong to them and their culture or community. So just ask politely for an alternative read to give you options in the edit. Indeed, any alternative reads are useful for post-production, not only pronunciations but also contractions. So maybe have one version isn't and another version is not, and so on. And maybe alternatives on grammar or sentence length and so on. Yes, the script has been signed off, but it may be handy if there's time to have optional reads up your sleeve. So there's a few notes for directors. Now, what about some notes for you as a voiceover artist? So, those tips for voiceover artists on getting direction. Politely check early on who of several people in the control room is actually directing you. So, just so as I know, who am I taking direction from today? Is that going to be you, Maggie, or is it Fiona this time around? And that saves studio duration, contradictory information, and general confusion. And actively listen to what the director says. That is, don't just hear their suggestions, but concentrate, work to understand them. Consider repeating what they've said back to them, so you both know that you've understood, or maybe that you haven't understood. So it could be something like, so a little bit slower on that tagline and to slightly lift the brand name, yeah? Okay, yeah, no problem. I can do that. Maybe also consider writing down the direction, mocking your script up as required to help you remember and act on what it is you've been asked to do. So, tips there for voiceover direction, giving it and getting it on Get a Better Broadcast podcast and Voiceover Voice. From London, I'm Peter Stewart.